play properly, he doesn't cheat him, he doesn't do him down in business, nor does he deceive him as far as his wealth is concerned, وَدَمُهُ, and he doesn't take away his blood, in other words, he doesn't harm him. التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ said, التَّقْوَى is in the heart. بِحَزْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَيْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ It is sufficient for a person to be regarded as a sinner merely by him despising somebody else, looking down at somebody. Yeah, as we explained, that it doesn't necessarily mean where a person outwardly is doing something wrong, now we don't look down at the wrong. But where a person, for example, is giving charity, he's reading salah, is some action between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he decides to go for hajj, then we have no right now to say and decide that this person is doing it for show. That is not for us to decide. What his situation and his maqam is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But we have to go on the apparent, whether this person now, for example, whoever he is, we have to decide, is he suitable to be the imam? Is he suitable? Is he suitable to be the ustad of a person? Or is he suitable as a company, as a companion to keep in terms of his akhlaq, his character, his ways? All that now we have to decide. It's not a matter that a person is looking down. But these things are necessary for a person to decide, should this person be my friend? Should he be my companion? Should he be the ustad of my child? Should he be the imam? Etc., etc. So these sort of things we need to look and decide what type of people we are selecting. Today's hadith, the same Rawi, he says, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تحاسدوا ولا تناجشوا ولا تباغضوا. To appreciate this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have to understand what background they were coming from. As we mentioned in the previous hadith, the Sahabi was shocked that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed one child. He kissed his grandson. The Sahabi, he's Aqra ibn Habis, he's actually expressing shock. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you mean to say you kiss a child? So they were coming from that type of background where they didn't even kiss a child. And they would fight for petty things for years on end. So that type of background they were coming, that they were willing to kill each other and fight, etc. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving him such refined advices. The first is, La tahasadu. Do not have any type of enmity between you. Don't have any kind of jealousy, hatred, etc. Wala tanajashu. Tanajashu means, do not cheat a person, but a very specific type of cheating. In those days, a person would go to the marketplace and he'll put an offer for an item. I'm going to pay so much, and the seller says, I'm happy. But what would happen sometimes, if a person wanted to act clever, he'll have one person in his shop there. This person will see any customer coming, then he'll offer a very high price for an item. So the customer will think that the item is worth so much. For example, this fan. If the customer walks in, he'll have one person standing there and say, I'm willing to offer 200 rand for this fan. Meanwhile, this fan is only worth 100 rand. So the customer doesn't know, he thinks now this price of the fan is worth 200 rand. So he'll be happy to pay 200 rand for a fan that is normally worth 100 rand. So he just keeps one person in the shop there just to deceive the customers. He'll keep on offering a high price for something that's not worth that price. And meanwhile, the customer is thinking that he's really set a price because another customer is willing to offer for it. So he also thinks in his mind this must be the price. So this is what is meant by tanajashu, where you do that. You have somebody just there to increase the price of something that's not normally that price. So here also Rasulullah is saying, don't even do that. Although that sale is valid, person is paying that amount, he's happy to pay 200 rand for the fan. Sale is valid. But even that level of deception, where you just keep somebody to inflate the price when that person has no intention of buying it, you have somehow deceived your fellow brother, don't even do that. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَبَاغَدُوا. Don't have any kind of boogs. Boogs means any hatred, any kind of malice in your heart for anybody. وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا. تَدَابَرُوا means, do not turn your back on somebody. This expression, when we normally say, we've put that behind our backs, meaning we have forgotten about it, we put something behind us, we're no longer interested. So here, tadabaru means, do not turn your back on somebody, do not stop talking to somebody. When you stop talking to somebody, it's as though you turn your back on him, you've got nothing to do with him, I don't have anything to do with him. So here, Rasulullah said, don't have that attitude where you turn your back on anybody. وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضُ عَلَى بَيْ بَعْضُ. A person should not offer a deal when somebody has already offered a deal for a certain transaction. In other words, we know somebody is interested in a certain house and he's negotiating with the seller to buy that house. Now for us to come in the middle and try and get the deal for ourselves is not correct. Imagine what's defined Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When you know somebody is already interested in buying and he's talking now to the seller, you don't go as a third party and try and get the deal for yourself. It's not correct. Let that person finish off with the deal. If for some reason the deal falls off, or the seller is not interested in selling, later on now you can put your offer. But don't go in the middle between a willing or a seller and a willing buyer, and try and become a new buyer. So this is what is meant by this. Do not deal in the middle of somebody in somebody else's deal. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that be the true or the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be true brothers. In other words, that now you are all Muslims, you are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live like true brothers. Live like how true brothers will really live. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on with the hadith, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, la yadlimuhu wa la yahqiruhu wa la yakhthuluhu. At-taqwa hahuna, what we did in the previous hadith, that a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim, he doesn't oppress him, he doesn't despise him, he doesn't abandon him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to his heart and he said, At-taqwa hahuna, he indicated three times to his heart. And then he said, بِحَزْبِ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرَدُهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said again, it's sufficient that a person be regarded as a sinner, but the mere fact is he's looking down at somebody for no reason. Absolutely no reason, he just looks down at somebody. Maybe he's got some tuhumat in his mind, he's got some waham in his mind, or he's got some zan. Unnecessarily, he's just looking down at somebody. It's sufficient for a person to be recognized and categorized as a sinner just for doing this. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that a person's blood, a person's wealth, and his respect is haram upon you. Like how it is haram for you to drink wine and to eat swine and to take interest, etc. We recognize this. Also, we have to recognize that if we're doing anything to affect somebody's honor, that is haram for us. It's just like eating that wine and that swine and taking interest. To take somebody's honor and to affect somebody's honor is just like this, is haram upon you. To take somebody's wealth or not to pay somebody and keep his goods, this also is haram upon you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said somebody's blood, meaning a person's life, also is very, very sacred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and try and be early for the Jummah salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.